Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Ephesians, chapter 2. I'd like to look at one verse, verse 10. Ephesians 2:10. The Scripture declares, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, this evening we thank You for this precious time to assemble ourselves before You in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we ask that You might help us, teach us by Your Holy Spirit, bring to our memory these precious truths, and may they be brought in power. I ask You to forgive us where we failed You. Keep us this evening for Christ's sake. Amen. Last time we looked in Ephesians, we considered a truth that must be revealed by the Holy Spirit. And it's this, verse 8. "For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Unless the Spirit of God teaches us that truth, we don't know it. Man by nature is born with a heart that is governed by Satan. That's what the Lord told the Pharisees, the Jews. "You are of your father, the devil." And Satan's attitude is, "I will. I will be as the Most High. I will. I'll ascend above." The Scripture declares that all of God's people were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ declared, "I lay down my life for the sheep." And the Lord Jesus Christ declared, "All that my Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Salvation is by the grace of God. Faith in Christ. That blessed grace by which we receive, understand, rejoice, enjoy the glorious salvation is also not a product of man. It was given unto us to believe. Faith is the gift of God. If faith were of ourselves, if we were the object, if we were the source of faith, we'd boast in it. What the Lord said, we'd vaunt ourselves. We'd boast in that. Now this evening, I'd like to consider this verse 10. And I've got 4 points out of that verse of Scripture. And I'm going to ask these 4 questions out of that verse, out of verse 10. Number one, here's the first thing I'm going to ask. Whose work are we? The second question or point is, in whom were we created? The third point is, what is the sure result of His creation? And the fourth point is, when did God purpose this in. Now, all I'm doing is I'm looking at verse 10, and those 4 points come right out of verse 10. This is the best way, most direct, most God-honoring way to set forth the Scripture. What does the Scripture say? Here's the first point. First question. Whose work are we? Well, the Scripture says, for we are His workmanship. The word workmanship means that which is made. That's what it means. Workmanship. That which is made. And this verse of Scripture sets forth and brings to an absolute conclusion that man is not the origin of his life. Man is not the product of himself in the new birth. Verse 8 and 9 we just read, it's by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So I know this for a fact. God's people in regeneration are the work of God. Not only are they the work of God as being human beings, I know that we are made human beings, but that Scripture sets forth that we are made to be Christians. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I'd been studying on this, and I just had looked up that point. I made that statement. God Almighty makes us Christians. We are His workmanship. Christ is formed, this is Scripture, formed in us in regeneration. I look at these statements. Christ being formed in you. And there's just something about that that I know is indescribably wonderful, and I cannot get the depth of it. I know something about what it's saying. But we are God's workmanship. The product of God's power, whereby He powerfully forms a new creature. God Almighty makes a creature, a new man, His workmanship. He makes a new creature that does not sin. We're His workmanship. A new creation, created in righteousness, that doesn't sin. And that new man is imparted. It's a work of His power, His ability, and it precedes any work or any act or any response on the regenerated sinner's part. Life has got to be there before that new creature can act. God's got to make us. Here's the Scripture. I read this. I love this passage of Scripture. It's Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27. I quote it or read it all the time. I was reading it again today. Ezekiel 36, 20, 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I read that today, and this thought came across my mind. He said, a new heart and a new spirit. And I sat there for a second and I thought, I wonder what the difference in those two words are. A new heart, and here's what it is, a new heart. It means a new nature. A new nature. I'm going to give you a new nature, and then spirit, a new understanding. You're going to have a new nature and a new understanding. I was born with a fallen nature and a fallen understanding. Man fell in Adam and he didn't know God. had a nature that was dead in trespasses and sin. I'm going to give you a new nature and a new understanding. He said, I'm going to take away the stony heart out of your flesh. I'm going to behead. I'm going to dethrone. And I'm going to give you a heart that's pliable toward me. A tender heart that grieves over sin. That new man that does not sin sees the old man, which is him. That's what Paul meant when he said, O wretched man that I am. The new man sees the old man and grieves over it. The new man grieves. The old man doesn't care. He said, I'm going to give you a new nature, new heart. God Almighty does something in creation. We are His workmanship. He puts a new man within His people that knows that they've been pardoned by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That new man is one that obeys God. And when I say this, this is what I mean. What that man that came to the Lord that day, what must I do to work the works of God? This is the work of God. This is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom God has sent. This new man obeys God. I'll tell you, I'll be the first one to admit, we know this. Lord, I believe, help mine unbelief. But God's people believe. They believe God. That new man is one that constantly feels the grief of the old nature. That's what I was just talking about. He constantly feels it. He constantly sees it. He knows it. He grieves over it. He sees himself and he sees what he is by nature and he hates it. Job said, I loathe myself. I hate that old man that is within. Wretched man that I am. And that new man is one that melts with love for the Lord Jesus Christ, for His people. This new creation, we're His workmanship, is a work that has been begun in time, purposed eternally, but begun in time, and it's surely going to be finished. Philippians 1:6, being confident, Paul said, of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That which God begins in time, He finishes. Almighty God has saved us in His eternal purpose, justified us freely by His grace, having seen the Lord Jesus Christ slain from before the foundation of the world. He has saved us, called us. So He saved us. He's saving us right now. And He will save us in the day of Jesus Christ. He's been pleased to use the means of preaching the gospel to save His people. May we ever be found faithful to preach the truth. So here's the first thing I know. Whose work are we? The Scripture says, for we are His workmanship. Here's the second question. In whom were we created? We're His workmanship, and He's created us in Christ Jesus. That's what the Scripture says. Created in Christ Jesus. Now this truth is a miracle of God's grace. Indescribable miracle of God's grace. Who can plumb the depth of this truth? Created in Christ Jesus. Created out of that which was not there before. There's not a revamping of the old man. There's not a reworking of the old nature. Nothing is added to the old man. No, it's a new creature. New creature. A created, made moral. created in Christ Jesus. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Scripture says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Old things are passed away. Old loves. Old self-confidences. Old loves for the carnal things. It's still there, but it doesn't have dominion. These things, before they had dominion. Before there was I loved the cares of this world and had no love for Christ whatsoever. All things have become new. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, old things passed away. I was just thinking about my mind went back to when I was in college, and I had some. I called them good friends. They were, buddies. You had them just like you did. And I'm telling you, when the Lord was pleased to call me out of darkness, there was a time that I just didn't have anything in common with them anymore. Before we had everything in common. You know, everything we did was wrong. And the thing is, but after a while, I just old acquaintances, old ways. It just passed away. No love for them. We're His workmanship, created, made new. The Scripture says in 1 John 3:9, whosoever is born of God, this is that workmanship, doth not sin, for his seed remaineth in him. He cannot sin because he's born of God. Ephesians 4:24, turn the page. Scripture says, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. This is here's the way it is. You've got two men in a believer. One of them, and they don't mix. It's not like they're half good, half bad. Half good sometimes, and then they feel. But they've got two men. One of them is a total rebel against God. One of them hates God. The carnal mind, Mitch, that I was born with, the Scripture says, is enmity against God. I will not have you rule over me. I still have that nature. And the other man is created in righteousness and true holiness. It does not sin. It does not sin. I would not know that. You wouldn't either if the Scriptures didn't declare that. How would we know that? I mean, it's almost like you're thinking, well, I know that can't be right because the Scripture says that which is born of God sinneth not. They're enmity. They're odds with one another. This new man is created. He's created. Made out, brand new. Wasn't there before. But here's he was created in Christ Jesus. That is a term that I've longed to understand. And I quote it all the time. You do too. And I think that this is about as close as I can come to understanding what I'm talking about. I know that we were chosen in Christ. We died in Christ, raised in Christ. I wrote this down. I hope it's a help to you. I'm as close as I can come. I said everything about the new creation being in Christ, created in Christ Jesus. Everything about this new creation is considered by God the Father, who chose us in Him, created us in Him. Everything about the new creation is considered and valued in the One in whom they reside. Everything about that new creation, the value of it, the worth of it, is considered as being in Christ. They are looked upon by God based upon Christ's merit and His obedience and His suffering. That which the Father eternally saw, He trusted in Him first. The Father trusted in Him. And having chosen us in Christ, created in Christ Jesus, the worth or the merit of this new creation, the believer, the Christian, the merit, the security of that Christian is the One in whom they're chosen. That's as close as I can try to explain to my understanding. Chosen in Him. The value, the worth, the security of the believer is the One in whom they're considered, looked upon, chosen in. This old body of flesh, that old fleshly nature, it's still with us, and it's going to be with us until we die. It's going to continually sin. We're going to continually war. But that new man that is created in Christ Jesus is born of God. It's born. It's not of corruptible seed. It's not of corruptible, decaying, perishing, but of incorruptible, immortal. This new man that is created in Christ Jesus is going to live forever. This is the nature that we're going to be in heaven with. This is the new man. This is the new man. It's created in Christ. It's incorruptible, undefiled. I'm thinking this is the beginning of heaven for the believer. This new man. And he sees in part, and he knows in part, but he sees. He believes, but he wants to believe more. Lord, increase our faith. But faith is there. This new man, one of these days, we won't see him through a glass darkly, Don, anymore. We're going to see him as he is. That new man, created in Christ Jesus. And being created in Him, we're eternally secure. Almighty God has placed us in the rock Himself. That rock, the Lord Jesus, the Father has eternally delighted in. That's what Proverbs 8:30, ours daily, His delight. Created. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. For us to be eternally secure, we're going to have to be in Him. And I there's some things about that. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful. Things I don't understand, but I'm thankful it's not my understanding that keeps me. It's God's Word, God's will, God's power. You know, Paul the Apostle, they were in a ship, and that ship was about to go down in a storm in Acts 27:30. And when that ship was being battered, Paul made this statement. He said to the centurion, to the soldiers, except ye abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Except you stay in the ship, you can't be saved. Stay in the ship. Don't jump ship. I'm so thankful that Almighty God would create me and create me in Christ Jesus. Put me in the ark Himself, in the rock Himself, in the boat Himself. For God's glory and for my eternal good, security, we were created in Christ Jesus. Here's the third question. What is the sure result of His creation? The Scripture says, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Good works. There's none good but God. These good works are not the product of man. The good works are the works of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 set forth the work, the fruit of God's Spirit. Galatians 5, 22. The fruit of the Spirit. Here's a good work. His good work. It's a good work. We're His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Everything that we're going to produce is not going to be good. There's none good, God. Verse 22, Galatians 5 says this, fruit of the Spirit is love. Love for God. And all of that entails. He who is the covenant God, according to promise, His Word, love for His Christ, the Messiah, as He is set forth in God's report, in the Gospel. The Holy Spirit, love for the Spirit of God, who is the regenerator, the teacher of the things of God. Love for the brethren. That's a fruit. That's a good work. It's given. It's a good work given by God Himself. Good work. Love. Joy. That is to understand with the heart God's covenant mercy and my part in it. That's the source of joy. That God will show mercy to me. Peace. Peace in my conscience and peace that's truly wrought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Long suffering. That is that fruit of enduring and bearing up under the present evils of this world that are divinely ordered by Almighty God in His chastening mercy. Because I love you. Almighty God chastens His people. And the fruit of God's Spirit is long-suffering. Long-suffering. Knowing He's done this for my good and for His glory. Gentleness. Courteous is what the word means. Courteous in word and action before each other for Christ's sake. That's the fruit of God's Spirit. I want to be gentle before God's people, especially before God. All men. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be mean. I want to be gentle. Goodness. Goodness. Kindness before others for the benefit of body and soul. That's what Mr. Gill said that. Faith. Faith. Faith believes God. Believes God. Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to believe God. Meekness. Meekness, as I've said before, is not weakness. Meekness is that grace, that work of God's Spirit that submits to God's providence. Meekness. It submits to God's providence. I've used this example before. Abraham and Lot's, you know, herdsmen, they were squabbling over some grass. And it was starting to become a problem. And Abraham, who was meek by the grace of God, he told Lot, he said, listen, we're brethren. And no more squabbling here, we're brethren. He said, you take what you want, and I'll take what's left. And what he was doing is he was trusting God. And Lot set his eyes toward Sodom, you know. And Abraham took the part of the land that wasn't as lush. And you know the story. Meekness and temperance. Chastity. Being chaste. Temperance. The Almighty God has set forth, created us, His workmanship, in Christ Jesus, unto good works. It has pleased the Father that we would manifest outwardly, inwardly, outwardly, what He has done for us in this new creation. James said this as an evidence of these good works. He said, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works." Good works. Good works. Faith without these works is dead also. Works will certainly not save a man. But you can be sure where the works of God's Spirit are not found, there's no salvation. No. Almighty God has set forth that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. And here's the last point, last question. When did God purpose this in? When did this all begin? When did it begin? The Scripture says, "Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." It has ever been the purpose of Almighty God that God's people, He eternally chose to show mercy, that He created in time, created, chosen in Him, and in time He called them out of darkness, gave them life, gave them a new, created them, made a Christian. And this was to be God's will. They were to be created in Christ Jesus, and they were going to walk as believers, manifesting the works of God's Spirit. God purposed that. And He did it before the world began. Everything that God's done, He's always purposed to do. The counsel of Almighty God shall surely stand, and He has formed us and adapted us by His will, His power, His hand. Grace precedes any creation. What God purposed, He does. The grace of God, the will of God, preceded. It's always been His purpose that He would create us in Christ Jesus. Almighty God, according to His mercy and compassion, created, made a new creature, did it in His Son, ordained that they would walk before Him and manifest the fruit of His Spirit. In our own strength, we're not able to walk as we ought. Not in our own strength. Almighty God orders and directs by His Holy Spirit. And that in itself is a miracle of God's grace. It's a gift of God's Spirit that we are saved by grace, called out of darkness, created in Christ Jesus, and that we walk after Him, kept by the power of God. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God before hath ordained. May the Lord bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.